We continue in worship this day. We have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures and hear about them. So as we continue in worship, I'm going to be reading from Matthew 6, 1 through 6. As we read upon those scriptures, let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this holy scripture for us for today. May you speak through it, that you continue to work in our lives in both generosity and love. Lord, speak through me and in spite of me that your word might be proclaimed this day. We might hear what you have to say. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So Matthew 6, 1 through 6 says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into a room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So the scripture I read is read a lot at Ash Wednesday services as we head into the season of Lent. But in the Methodist Church, we have what's known as personal piety. And this includes reading your Bible, coming to worship, and receiving Holy Communion. We also have works of mercy. So we have both personal piety and works of mercy. Works of mercy include, you know, feeding the hungry, acts of compassion, clothing those in need, visiting those who are hurting. There are private times and there are public times in which we practice both our personal piety, which we gather for worship here every Sunday morning, and we receive Holy Communion every week, and there's opportunities for works of mercy, which public times and both public times in which we're invited into doing something bigger than ourselves. Both of them invite us to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And when we do, God can do amazing things as we're vessels of God's love in the world. God chooses us to be involved in his work, and we get to be a part of it. It's a powerful thing to know that you and I are a pivotal role in something bigger than ourselves. And when we don't act in those ways, and when we withhold our different gifts and our treasures from the beautiful things that God is doing through the people, we miss out. In today's scripture, it says, "Beware of the way in which you practice your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." And through this scripture, I think Jesus is talking about how we are warning against us performing, that God wants us to be authentic, to be transparent, to be vessels of his love, and to give God the credit. He wants us to be authentic towards God and towards one another, and not just what we think people want to see us doing. He does not want us to just practice religion in order to get recognition from others, but to practice religion and giving in spirit of drawing attention to God himself. I recognize there's a need to be recognized, to be valued, to be seen, to be noticed for doing something good. But Jesus is talking about in this passage that when it comes to doing those good things with and for God, we should be careful about how we try to draw attention to ourselves, to look for the ways in which God is at work, to give God the attention, to take joy when we realize that God is letting us be a part of what God is doing in the world today. As the scripture continues, it draws close attention and connection with prayer. He transitions to the way in which we not only give, but the way in which we also pray to God. And he tells us to quietly humble ourselves and to give of ourselves. And he links prayer and giving to one another. And so the topic of prayer now, as we transition. How do we pray, and when do we pray, and is there a special formula or secret language that we should pray? How will we know when God answers our prayers? When will God answer our prayers? There's so many questions about prayer. And friends, I have to tell you, there's no special way to hold our hands or to bow our head or to tilt our head or to say some secret word. Some ways just allow us to center ourselves easier than others. When we do know that prayer, is not a magical lamp that we rub in a time of crisis. It must be something that we do other than when we feel that something bad or is and has happened in our life. And sometimes people give up on prayer because they didn't get the answer that they desired. There was a mother who sent her son to bed. And a few minutes later, she kind of checked in on her son and made sure that he was in bed. My kids don't stay in bed very well. And when she stuck her head in the bedroom, she noticed her son was praying by the bed and saying, let it be Tokyo. Please, God, let it be Tokyo. And when he finished his prayer, she asked him, what did you mean, let it be Tokyo? And the boy, in his embarrassment, said, we had a geography exam today, and I was praying that God would make Tokyo the capital of France. You know, there's no magical means by which God is going to make Tokyo the capital of France. Prayer is an inner openness to God, which allows his divine power to be released in us. And ultimately, power is not about us changing God to make God do what we desire God to do and succeed in changing God. But God uses prayer to succeed in changing us, to be open to his spirit at work in our lives. It's a conversation with God in which God speaks into our life and changes us to be more loving and more generous and more at peace. In this morning's scripture, we notice a couple more things about prayer. We notice that prayer is important to God. That prayer was something that Jesus did on a regular basis. God, who is perfect, engaged in prayer. He taught his disciples how to pray and what to pray for, and he prayed before and after a miracle, and he prayed at the healing of those who he loved, and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he went out on a mountain and prayed. He prayed before the feeding of the 5,000, and he prayed before he died and rose again. And so I think God's encouraging us to be people who are generous, people who pray, people who want to be more loving. He's encouraging us to trust him, even when we receive what we receive is different than what we ask for. We know that God is a God of love and a God who will never hurt us. Who's encouraging us each and every day. So trust and believe that God responds to our prayers. That God's at work in our life to change us, to transform us. The purpose of giving and praying and really of life itself should not be about getting personal recognition from others, but giving glory to God. To feel gratitude just to be there, be included in the works that God is at, in the works that God is doing in the world today. And so as you consider what God has been saying to you about your treasure, remember that what we give and what we write on the pledge card and is about our relationship with God. Not about responsibility or about obligation. Not about guilt. But about responding to God. And inviting us to be part of the mission that God is doing here at Northwest Hills, in the United Methodist Church, in the community of Christianity that surrounds us. That we're invited to be part of it. What a gift that is. Not only today, but every day. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for inviting us into the mission, into the ministry that you are doing in the world today. And that we get to be part of it. How awesome is that? And so, God, as we kind of close in on our stewardship for the year and as we plan for next year, may we follow all that you desire for us as we live our lives and as we serve you each and every day, both in word and in deed. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.